My name is Kayla Gearing, and I'm a high school special education teacher here at Holland, and I'm the peer-to-peer and unified sports coordinator.
All right, Kayla, district-wide, we're in the middle of Inclusion Week. What is Inclusion Week?
It's a time to celebrate individuals with differences and the way that they fit into our community here at school and the supports they need. This year, we're focusing on belonging and what that means and how to foster more belonging for all students. Well, we'll have theme days every day that'll be the same across the district. So we'll dress in your special interest. So if you're really interested in trains or superheroes, you can dress like that. We'll highlight sensory needs with Comfy Day and wearing different types of fabrics. Join the team with a sports apparel, things like that.
And Inclusion Week ends with the game. It features our unified basketball team. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So this year we're going to have our peer-to-peer students from across the district joining us in the dome with all of the high school students to cheer on a red versus white basketball game with our unified team.
Well, really, the unified basketball team and the Inclusion Week program going on this week, it's a part of the peer-to-peer program in our schools. Tell me a little bit about what's happening with peer-to-peer.
Yeah, we set up opportunities for students with and without disabilities to work together for a common goal. Sometimes that goal is a basketball game, and sometimes that goal is the math lesson or a game at recess or gym class to give both the peer and the student an opportunity to build confidence and social skills naturally.
And what are some of the other benefits that you're seeing with students?
The confidence is really high. Our behavior referrals are very low, and our ability to be included in general classes has doubled.
Rihanna Garino is a senior, and she's a part of the peer-to-peer program. Rihanna, tell me, what does it look like on a daily basis for you to participate in the peer-to-peer program?
Well, I come to school and, you know, we do our morning routines, which is just, you know, a couple of pages of, you know, how we're feeling, stuff like that. And then we get into our work. So I have an English class. So right now we're reading Percy Jackson and, you know, we kind of like listen to podcasts and we do a lot of different types of things. And on the day to day, there are a lot of different people in the classroom, especially recently because we're just getting settled into our schedules. There are a lot of different kids in the classroom every day.
For both of you, who do you think really is getting the most out of this program? The students in the categorical programs or the peers?
I think the peers are getting quite a bit, the most, as far as learning different skills and how to interact. But I think the students with disabilities are gaining confidence that can't be recreated anywhere else.
Well, I did go into the class thinking, you know, I'm going to be, you know, helpful as I can be. But really, I'm learning more about the day-to-day life of the students that I'm friends with and play with on the team rather than, like, I guess I'm just getting more of a perspective for how they're living their lives and how I can be helpful in and outside of the classroom. And I am grateful that I can be that person for them.
So when you think about Holland Public Schools' commitment to inclusion and making sure that every student belongs, how does that make Holland Public Schools right for families in the city?
I'm given these opportunities, and it's not just something that's underground and people don't know about. Like a lot of the games that we have and a lot of the practices that we have, people show up to the games. It's really, really cool to see how unified sports can bring people together. And that makes Holland Public Schools right for me because it encourages me and I encourage other people to try new things and join a team that they might not have thought they would join.
I think it helps families know that their kid, regardless of their ability or their interest, is going to find a place where they fit in and belong.
Inclusion Week continues at Holland Public Schools. It wraps up on Friday with the game. We hope you can join us at the Dome at 10 o'clock on Friday morning. If you can't, you can watch a stream of that game. The link will be on our website at hollandpublicschools.org.